getting the running game going a little and coming off a game where you rushed for 134 yards.
Yeah, we saw some improvement, so that was very encouraging and, you know, brought a smile to our guys' face to see that, and they're looking forward to building upon that this weekend.
What's kind of going a little bit better for you?
The execution across the board. You know, in the run game, all it takes is for one person to miss assignment or to not correctly step on a particular combination block, and then you have a minus play. Same thing goes for the running back. You know, you misread, you misplace the ball, and you don't have an efficient run. So all it takes is one member not to do his job at a high level, and you don't get the results you want.
We've talked to Hugh a lot about the red zone, mostly about the turnovers in the red zone. But is it tougher to run when you're down in there and it's kind of confined space?
Yeah, most definitely. A lot of different coverages occur down in that area, and each coordinator is a little bit different in the red zone than he is out into the field. So you know what's coming, but at the same time, you don't know because they can change things up on the snap. You can prepare for a certain run fit all week long, and then that Sunday is totally different. So it's a lot harder. The safeties are a lot closer to the football, and it makes it a little bit more difficult for receivers to get that secondary, second-level block.
What's the key to kind of getting out of this funk and having way more success?
You've got to have a good runner that can run through those extra defenders down in that red zone, if that's the question that you ask. Because you're going to a lot of times have a free hitter in the hole that a receiver can't get down in a position to block him. So you've got to have a runner who's got some physicality to him and the ability to run through tackles at that point.
What stands out about Jarrell Casey?
Quickness, explosive playmaker, great anticipation. You know, it's like he seems to know your snap count. He seems to know the blocking combination that's coming. And he has an uncanny ability of making plays behind the line of scrimmage. And the guy's phenomenal. He's been doing this for a long time now, and you think he's going to slow down, and he doesn't. He just keeps going. So he's having a great season, and I know they're extremely happy with his production, and we're hoping to put some bodies on him this weekend and slow him down.
How about just their run defense in general and what you guys have to deal with there?
They're well coached, obviously, with Coach LeBeau in charge there, and they do a real good job of scheming what you like to do as an offense and trying to take away your strengths and making you either go to your secondary plays that you want to run or make you one-dimensional. So they've done a good job to date, and you see improvement in each week that you've put a game film in. You've seen them improve defensively.
And I know it's important every week, but blitz pickup when you're dealing with a Coach LeBeau, I'm sure.
It's never changed, and this week will be no difference. If you've got a jersey on, there's a pretty good chance you're going to get the blitz at one time or another from that defense. So we're prepared. They've got a great scheme. We've seen just about everything that they can run, and we know there'll be something that we haven't seen. But we like to think that our rules will hold up, and as long as our players have great attention to details within their assignments, that we'll have a great chance of success.
This week, how have you seen like the operation of the offense going back to Deshaun as a starter?
It's been good. You know, he's come back, you know, refreshed, being able to see things differently this time as opposed to playing. He was able to sit back and sort of look like a coach and observe things last week. And I think that helps you anytime you have that opportunity to sit out and watch some things. So he came back with a different attitude, and he's been real sharp. And guys kind of rallied around him, and everyone's looking forward to helping him play better by doing our job at a high level.
Do you think the team still has the same confidence level in him as it did before the kind of rough start and benching?
You know, I haven't seen a difference in terms of is it more or less, but I know everyone's excited to help him because they know they have to. They've got to make plays, and everyone's got to play better and execute better to help him. He's the young guy, the new guy. And it's important that we all step our games up in terms of execution of our assignments.